KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it's 9:02. The Alaska Redistricting Board wants the state's highest court to reconsider its decision requiring Alaska's political boundaries be redrawn. Attorneys for the board in a petition filed this week say the court misconstrued or overlooked important facts in the case. They say the court ignored its duty in failing to answer whether the plan adopted by the board was constitutional. Attorneys say the court violated the separation of powers doctrine by dictating the process the board must use in drawing a map. The divided Alaska Supreme Court last month ordered the redistricting plan be redrawn for the 2014 elections, finding that the board did not follow the process it was instructed to follow. And the Kotzebue tribal organization Maniluk has gained control of former federal land holdings in Kotzebue, including the ground that the hospital sits on. House Bill 443 passed at the start of this year, allowing a transfer of land from the Indian Health Services to the Maniluk Association, which assumed responsibility for the IHS-funded health services in 1995. The association represents 12 Alaska Native tribes in Northwest Alaska. Ian Ehrlich is the president and CEO for the association. He says the same property was transferred from the IHS to the Maniluk Association in 2009 through a quick claim deed. Ehrlich says there were some restrictions with this, so the association pursued a legislative transfer for a warranty deed, giving Maniluk Association full ownership of the property. Ehrlich says even though there are limits on how much the transfer helps the association's financial assets, there's some big aspirations in the future for more development.
We'd like to build a clinic in Kotzebue. It's another 40-unit housing for employees. And so this just kind of gives us a stronger footing as we move forward trying to get financing for that.
Ehrlich emphasizes that this transfer could not have happened without the partnership of the Alaska Congressional Delegation. Representative Don Young had introduced the bill on January 25, 2011. The House of Representatives passed it in December of 2011.
It's just kind of a testament that even though they're off in D.C., they do hear some of the issues that we have in rural Alaska, and they're very responsive, so we appreciate that.
Senators Mark Begich and Lisa Murkowski were also advocates for the bill. The Senate passed the final amended legislative land transfer on January 1st. It's currently awaiting the president's signature. The Kuskokwim 300 starts next Friday evening in Bethel, and KNOM will bring you full coverage of the premier mid-distance sled dog race. But the race just this week lost one of the big contenders. Lance Mackey yesterday dropped out of the Cusco 300 to focus his efforts and resources on this year's Yukon Quest and the Iditarod. The four-time back-to-back Iditarod champion and the only four-time Yukon Quest champion says that while the K300 is very well organized, his decision comes down to race preference.
I'm not much into 300 and 200-mile races. I'm a 1,000-mile racer.
And economics.
You know, the Yukon Quest is in my backyard, and I feel if I do well in that race, my sponsors, local sponsors, seem to a little more interest as opposed to going out of town and, you know, doing a race that really doesn't benefit them or promote them in much, you know, way. So
Mackey says while finances have been a bit slim this year, training has gone well in interior Alaska. While Western Alaska has had a lack of snow this winter, Mackey says Fairbanks got some early snowfall and he's been training since November.
Yeah, I've had great training trails, and where I didn't have snow early, I put them in the truck and we went to places that did. So I didn't let the lack of snow my training at all.
Mackey, the top musher for half a decade, looks to improve on last year's third-place Yukon Quest finish, his worst finish in the 1,000-miler.
Most people would be ecstatic with third, but I was pretty disappointed. So, yeah, I'm going to see if I can do 22nd in the Iditarod.
Mackey's performance in last year's Kuskokwim 300 was fifth place. Roan Boozer took the title, with John Baker finishing in second. Boozer will defend his Kuskokwim 300 victory. 27 mushers are set to be at the starting line in Bethel next Friday, including past K300 champions Paul Gebhardt, Martin Boozer, Jeff King, and Ramey Smith. Tune in to KNOM next Saturday and Sunday as we bring you full coverage of the mid-distance sled dog race. The Nome Community Center is starting a morning fitness program for kids. The Jumpstart Morning Activity will give students the chance to move around and have fun in the gym before the school day begins, to get kids excited about school and make sure they're awake during classes. The Community Center's Danielle Sylvester is organizing the morning activity program. Sylvester attended a school health and wellness conference in Anchorage last October. She says her ears perked up when she heard about a school morning exercise program.
They said that kids were more in tune, looked forward to going to school, were excited about school, and just paid attention better in classes and were more awake during the day with a morning exercise program. And it doesn't have to be a long time, and it doesn't have to be any certain activity. It was just a time for them to come to school early and kind of wake up a little bit.
Sylvester teaches a morning class to 5th and 6th graders at the elementary school. She says getting kids to wake up is half the battle.
And sometimes I just look at them and I say, are you here yet? Are you awake? So I thought that would be a great opportunity for our students to have that morning wake-up activity.
Sylvester hopes to start the Jumpstart Morning Activity Program at Nome Elementary School in late January, but the community center needs volunteers, adult volunteers, to get the program off its feet. Each day, a volunteer will open the Nome Elementary gym, set up activities, and watch the kids play for about 15 minutes before school starts. If you are interested in volunteering, call Danielle Sylvester at 304-2214. And a small earthquake was felt in Alaska's largest city, but there were no reports of damage. The Alaska Earthquake Information Center says the quake happened just after 1 o'clock Wednesday afternoon, was centered about 35 miles southwest of Anchorage. The magnitude 4.1 tremor was recorded at a depth of about 30 miles. Besides Anchorage, officials say residents in Sterling, Cooper Landing, Palmer, and Eagle River also reported feeling the quake. And the 2013 Nome Subway Showdown begins today at the Nome Belts Gym. Boys and girls varsity basketball teams are visiting from Bethel, Eielson, and Unalakleet. Games begin today at 3 o'clock with the girls' Eielson versus Bethel matchup. Both the Nanook girls and boys teams face Unalakleet this evening, with the girls' game at 6 o'clock, followed by the boys' varsity at 7:30. The Nome Subway Showdown continues this Friday and Saturday. And the price of gold in New York is at $1,677.80 an ounce. That's up $18.80 from yesterday. An ounce of silver up 56 cents to $31.02. And a pound of zinc at 90 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 is expected to arrive in Nome in a few minutes at 9:12 this morning and depart to Anchorage on time at 10:02. It's unofficially 24 degrees at the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.